feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, day 67. These are the double foreigners, and so Baba is giving double intoxication. You have been given this chance today, have you not? There is also the sympathy that the people of Bharat have for you. They have given you all a chance, for they themselves are sitting down below. Look, Babdada is enabling the fortune of those who have renounced this to accumulate. Achha. What are we going to do now? Just as all of you are smiling very sweetly now, always remain just like that. Whenever you speak to anyone, then always definitely smile. When you smile, half the other person's sorrow will be removed. Charity begins at home. Whoever you speak to, whether it is to your companions, Brahmins, or those without knowledge, have a smiling face. Be a spiritual rose. Do you speak with seriousness? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? No. Speak with a smile. Do you have a stock of smiles? That hasn't finished, has it? A smiling face looks so good. When you see anyone's face full of anger, you want to move away from that person, and everyone wants to go close to someone who has got a smiling face. So a photograph of your present smiling face will now be given to you. Keep that photo with you. Will you keep that paper photo or the photo in your heart? Achha. This is the Avyakta Murli from 2005, 21st October. Baba is talking about smiling face. Baba loves what? Smiling face. There are different types of smile. Social smile. Political smile. There are some smile to hide your sorrow, suffering. There are some forced smile. There are some plastic smiles. Some artificial smiles. There are some man-made smiles. People go to plastic surgeons with a photograph of their favorite actor or actress, and they say, "We want a smile like this." And they get operated with a new smile. Spend thousands of dollars and they have a new smile plastered on their face. That is also a smile, with a hole in the cheek. dimple. There are different types of smiles. There are some sarcastic smiles. When you laugh at somebody, you disdain somebody, you are making somebody a laughing stock. There are some smiles that are arising out of jealousy. So people are smiling, but only few are there where the smile is genuine, where the smile is the outpouring of the internal happiness, where the heart is blooming with joy, with bliss. And the smile is arising out of that depth. There is some smile which is known as belly smile. You have seen some people when they smile, their whole abdomen moves. They smile like this. Their entire abdomen moves with the smile. There are certain meditation techniques where they do internal smile. Where they sit in meditation and they smile. They feel as if they are smiling, whole body is smiling. Nothing is on the face, but the smile is arising out from the navel and it is spreading across the entire body. That's one of the ways of meditation, smile meditation, inner smile meditation. So everybody loves a smiling face, no matter what is the reason for that smile. But people do love smiling face. And there are so many benefits of smile, medical benefits as well. What are they? It elevates mood, reduces blood pressure, reduces tension, reduces anxiety. Endorphins are released. You feel good thing. What else? It prolongs your life. There are some research are there, but yet more are needed to tell that smiling will prolong your life. So it gives you longevity. What else? When you smile, your depression is gone away. Okay. Yeah, your face blooms. You become attractive. In yesterday's slogan, Baba had said, spiritual attraction. You should have love, power and spiritual attraction. And today's Murli also, Baba said, there are two types of brides. There are those brides who become very happy when they reach their in-law's house. And there are some who get confused. So there should be ronak, a sparkle on your face. You are the gopis of Gopi Vallabh. So you should be filled with that Atindriya, that super sensuous, supernatural smile, happiness. But that can come only with the pilgrimage of remembrance. And to have this pilgrimage takes effort, mehnat. It's not going to aunt's house. So there's a mention about this in today's Murli as well. So you are those happy brides with smiling face. So smile is a part, forms the part of happy life. It lowers blood pressure, it makes the immune system stronger, improves relationships, so many other things. It makes you look younger when you smile, and good selfie. And there is a pain relief. You smile. Yeah. Buddha. Laughing Buddha. You know, Sri Ramakrishna. What he used to do? He used to go in Bhava Samadhi. In the stage of trance, ecstasy. And then people would take his photograph. And what he used to do with that photograph? Ramakrishna. When he used to see that photograph, he would go and kiss that photograph. People would ask, why you did this? He would say, I am paying respect to this stage of enlightenment. This is not an ordinary stage. This is a stage of Bhava Samadhi, ecstasy, where a person is totally soul conscious or lost in the remembrance of beloved or God. And this is the stage of enlightenment. So I am paying respect to this stage. So the smile is a very important thing, and it should not be a created smile. Even if it is created, still it helps. But smile is the result of something that is happening within the heart, where the butterflies are there within, where the flower is blooming in the heart, and the smile is coming on the surface. The smile is not an effort, it's a result of internal joy, bliss, understanding. God also smiles many times. This last Sunday is Murli only. The Murli begins with this statement that the jewel merchant, the ocean of treasures, is smiling, looking at his businessmen, children. Yeah. And he smiles. But when God smiles, it has got hundreds of meaning and very, very esoteric, very, very clandestine, secret, mysterious. Why he smiles? So, these are the different types of smiles. And people are having laughing clubs where people go and they laugh. But laugh is little different than smile. Laugh is more laughter. Smile is very secret, very silent. There was a doll. You know story of a doll? There was a doll, paper doll. That doll had everything except face. That doll did not have face. Face was not there, except everything. But the doll was given the chance to create any face she wants. Now, she wanted a face which is very attractive. So the doll went from person to person to ask what sort of face I should have. So she went to flowers. Flowers said, you should have a face which is full of colors. Then she went to trees. And trees said, you should have a face which is full of leaves. Then she went to ocean. And the ocean said, you should have a face which is full of waves. So she went to birds. And the birds said, you should have a face that should have a big beak. So the doll tried everything. But then she did not like. And she cried and cried. Because she was not getting a face to her liking. A face that everyone would like. So the doll was very unhappy. What to do? Where should I get a face that everyone should like? So, cloud was there. Cloud. Small cloud. So the cloud came down to her help and asked, sister, why are you so unhappy? So the doll said, see, no, I don't have face only. And I have tried everything, but nothing is working. I want a very attractive face. So the cloud says, okay, look, I don't have any shape. I keep on changing my shape. So what I will do? I keep on changing my shape. And then the moment you feel like to have a particular shape, you just stop me. And then we will together create a face for you. This is a children's story. So the cloud started changing faces, shapes. And so many shapes the cloud changed. But then the doll did not like any one of those faces, those shapes. At last, she said, oh, just stop it now. But I am very thankful to you. You are a very good friend. You have tried to help me. And okay, I am thankful to you. And she just hugged the cloud. And that cloud felt tickling sensation. And that cloud just smiled. And that cloud smiled from ear to ear. Such a roar. Everywhere. And the doll said, yes, this face I want. The cloud said, which face? I haven't done anything. The doll said, this face only I want. Which face? This smile. Oh, this you want. Fine. So the cloud and the doll sat together and created a new face for the girl, for the doll. And then she had a very, very smiling face. And the doll was very happy. So smiling doll. So Baba also likes. Yeah, so what we read in Avyakta Mutli, Baba loves smiling faces. Baba loves spiritual roses. And if somebody has an angry face, what happens? People try to go away from that person. Directly, indirectly. If that person is coming from that side, they will go from this side. Because they know that this is an angry young man. This is an angry man. He doesn't have a smiling face. And really, those people who don't have smile are very poor people. They are suffering from spiritual poverty. There's a poverty of treasures within. There's no treasure. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba said there are two type of businessmen. Who are they? One, those who just churn. And those who just relate the knowledge. And those who churn. So they are like this first one. They have wealth, but they are not using it for themselves. It's just like they have a wealth which is kept in the bank, in the cupboard, or below the pillow. But they aren't using it. So, you have a treasure, but that treasure is not making you happy. And the happiness is coming on the surface. So, it's a very poor stage, a very pitiable, hapless, hopeless, helpless stage, where a person, in spite of having so much treasure, is not using that treasure. So how can happiness be there? And a person who churns deeply, he has happiness within and he shares the happiness with others. He is experienced, he has realization, and he shares realizations, experiences with others. So naturally, this process makes him happy. So smile is the index of happiness. Smile is the barometer of internal joy. So keep smiling. And what is the method of smiling? Always to smile. What should do? We should do. So that this smile never goes away. What is needed? So that our happiness never fades away. Life is full of ups and downs. There are so many upheavals. What should we do? So that we remain happy inside all the time. Baba has said so many times, even yesterday's blessing, look at everything as child's play, children's play which is going on. This is a play which has been created. Don't take things seriously. You should not be very serious in life. If you become serious, you start becoming unhappy. There should be a lightness of mood. There are people who would say something. There are difficult situations, circumstances. There are people who would not understand you. You are working hard and yet people do not understand you. You are honest and still people blame you for dishonesty. So all these things keep on happening on this playground. In today's slogan, Baba said, don't become Yodha, warrior. Be what? Be a yogi. Rather than becoming a warrior and considering everything as war, this is a war field, you get tired then. Rather, Baba loves you to become like Krishna, who is sporting a flute, rather than a Rama keeping a bow and arrow. So be playful, be joyful, be like a child. Play, run, dance, swim, climb, enjoy. That internal child should not be lost. So don't take things very, very seriously. Whatever that happened in life, it's fine. It was a part of the game. Whatever is happening and whatever will happen, this is all the part of the game. Just as God is watching everything from a distance and remains unaffected. To remain unaffected by this drama, by different scenes, by people, their comments, their attitude, their behavior, we must develop this skill. This is also a skill. Instill this habit of staying unaffected. In recent Murli, I think blessing, Baba had given definition of perfect. What is perfect? No defect and no effect. No defect and no effect. This is what is perfection is. You don't have any defect, that is your internal purushartha, and no effect. You remain undisturbed, unruffled by anything which is happening on the surface. How that will happen? Because happenings are so diverse. Every day new things are happening, every day new disturbances are coming, but you remain unaffected. There would be people who would give you negative comments, negative feedback, negative comments. That's a part of a game. Just imagine a big politician or a big film star. He has a huge fan following. But then there is also people who are against him or her. They have one speech and you see thousands of negative comments. Do they get affected? No. They read newspaper. In newspaper, hundreds of people have written against them. But they remain unaffected because they know this is media. So they are media proof. Comments proof. When you know that whatever you are doing is right inside your heart, people will say something or other. Don't take them seriously. It's fine. Everybody has his opinion. Though they will laugh at you, they will not like some of the things you have said. Everybody has right of their own opinion. So that is their opinion. This is my opinion. If you like, take it. If you don't like, leave it. Fine. That's fine with me. I have no problem with your hatred for me, with your negative feedbacks or comments for me. It's fine. I take it as a part of the game. So remain light and smiling. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. These are the double foreigners, and so Baba is giving double intoxication. You have been given this chance today. Have you not? This is also sympathy that the people of Bharat have for you. They have given you all a chance, for they themselves are sitting down below. Look, Bab Dada is enabling the fortune of those who have renounced this to accumulate. Achha, what are we going to do now? Just as all of you are smiling very sweetly now. Always remain just like that. Whenever you speak to anyone, then always definitely smile. When you smile, half the other person's sorrow will be removed. Charity begins at home. Whoever you speak to, whether it is so your companions, Brahmins, or other, or those without knowledge, have a smiling face, be a spiritual rose. Do not speak with seriousness. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? No, speak with a smile. Do you have a stock of smiles that hasn't finished? Has it? A smiling face looks so good. When you see anyone's face full of anger, you want to move away from that person, and everyone wants to go close to someone who has a smiling face. So, a photograph of your present smiling face will now be given to you. Keep that photo with you. Will you keep the paper photo or the photo in your heart? Achha, Avyakta Murli, 21st October 2005. Om Shanti.